We're in Cincinnati. Adele just got here to the studio, driving in from her home in Lexington, Kentucky.
Because I obviously ain't as punctual as other people, and I couldn't be early. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Because I'm not as punctual as other people.
Wow.
Hey, and she is some kind of upset.
I ain't upset, damn, Tom. Now you're sitting there right in my face, man. Good Lord. What are you, taking a page out of Book of Cheryl? What is this? You just gonna tell a blatant damn lie. How you gonna tell somebody a lie and ask them to co-sign?
Is that you would not go back out, no matter how much money, because
I wouldn't.
Because you just don't like her and what she said.
No, it's not that I just don't like her.
It's the
just
principle
that
of the thing.
I'm a person of integrity, whether you know it or not. And I'm not gonna...
It's
the principle.
Principle of the thing.
You're not going to take me out with somebody who told a blatant lie on me on national TV. I think she lied on her mother when she said her mother said that she killed her daddy killed the twin. And I think she lied on her mother. I was trying to research and find her mother to ask her, was she telling the truth?
Why do you think she said she's just to get airtime? She just
If you go on TV and tell the world that your mother lied and then told you that your daddy killed your twin sisters just so you wouldn't get close to your dad. People say, why would she lie? Why would her mother lie? Maybe she's a chip off the old damn block. I don't know. The fruit don't fall far from the tree. She lied on TV about her mama. Why wouldn't she lie about me, Cheryl, and Laura? Come on now.
So that answer is no. It doesn't even bring that up anymore.
And y'all swear I'm in here mad. Tom think I'm about to hit him. He all over there. Put your ass close to me. I ain't going to smack
you. Well, if it went down, my money's on you. Because you're from South side?
She's from the west side.
That's the scary side.
Yeah. You got your dookie braids, I'm scared.
She got Vaseline on her face. She came in here ready.
Dookie braids, Vaseline.
Got her ass kicking clothes on.
Yeah, she showed up.
Don't make me take
my
shoes off.
She dying here.
The way y'all was talking, I don't know if that was y'all girl, so I'm like, I ain't, you know.
You are a girl.
Oh, I'm
Cheryl's our girl. Samoa's our girl. Miss Laura's our girl.
Everybody a girl.
Ain't but a few of y'all.
Y'all keep saying that. It's just a few. It's a lot of female comedians. Don't keep thinking it's a few. It's a lot. It's a whole lot out there.
Yeah,
we just don't get that
right
exposure like that.
The
beef is among, you know, me and Cheryl, because I'm mad at her for lying on me.
If you saw her right now, what would you say to her?
I would say, why did you lie? And grab her in the car.
And grab her in the car. But you're not mad.
I ain't mad. I reach down and grab her little ass in the collar and pick her little ass up and toss her around until she tells the truth.
And my money's on you.
My money's on you.
It ain't gonna be no bitch. She ain't gonna put up no fight.
I believe in the west side of Chicago.
No, but I wouldn't go violent. I really wanted to talk to the people who know me, mm-hmm. and say thank you for the support. Because I have friends who just call me, and you know, a lot of comedians, they gave me, you know, messages
love,
and stuff.
Right.
Because everybody know me, and I want, you know, a lot of people deal with Cheryl, and Cheryl ain't the nicest person in the world. A lot of people know that. Mm-hmm. She can be quite
an ass. Well, I know that when you call me, because you don't normally call me for nothing. And I'm upset about that.
I didn't call you. No, you don't.
Hey,
the last time I called you, I told you to send those clothes you lied and said you was going to send my husband. And you told me I don't want to keep...
He lied?
Yes, he did.
He lied like Cheryl Underwood. What?
Wait, yes, he did.
Here's another Queens of Comedy beat.
Another Queens of Comedy. You are lying on my man, J. Anthony Brown. You just called my man a Queen of Comedy.
He was trying to be a Queen of Comedy.
Cheryl said... About, I feel that slight, man.
You put on a dress in a minute.
And carry a bag.
You got the outfit.
That's another question.
And you know what? Nobody would know.
I know, right?
Wow.
That's a question that I had, too. When Cheryl said she turned the Queens of Comedy down because Aisha Tyler, let me just say this right quick. Ain't nobody in the world ever asked nobody why Aisha Tyler wasn't a Queen of Comedy. That was a damn lie right there. They might have asked her ass, oh, are you a comedian? Because I didn't know your ass. But they ain't asked her what she no damn queen of. Hell, they asked Jay first. They asked Jay, what are you a queen of? I know no damn Aisha Tyler. She sit up there and lied and looked like she lied. She
We're
said,
in the
uh-huh.
studios in Cincinnati.
And you whooping her ass, too.
Coming up next is Bootsy Collins.
Oh, my
16
God.
Before the hour. This is the TJMS.
Think we go.